Yeah, good evening. How's things?
Not too bad. So we're back after the wee brief break in the League of Ireland. We'll start with a chat about Finn Harps, and the break possibly came at a good time, a bit of a reset for Harps after a bit of up and down form, really.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose they won two and then lost two and drew one of the last five games. So they probably had a wee spell where they looked like were looking up the table, and then they ended up going into the break looking down the table again. So yeah, they probably needed the break, probably needed the reset to refresh themselves and get ready to go again, you know.
So heading into this second half of the season, Harps sitting eighth in the table. What do you think the conversations will have looked like over the last couple of weeks for Finn Harps at the training pitch? What do you think realistically will be achievable between now and the end of the season at Finn Park?
It's a difficult one. I suppose a lot depends, like for management and managers, I suppose, where they're looking at the minute. They're probably looking into the transfer window to see how they can strengthen, how they can improve. Does the budgets allow it? Do they have to offload players to bring players in? A lot of that, obviously, sitting eighth, only a few points off the bottom of the league. They won't be happy with where they're at performance-wise or results-wise. So they will be assuming they were looking to make changes with player personnel, because obviously they need to vastly improve. They're only one result away from being bottom of the first division, which is really poor for Harps. But on the flip side of that, they're probably only three or four results away from pushing the playoffs. You know, Wexford are in that position at the moment, but they've lost four of their last five games, so they're not in a really good run of form. So look, I would say they're looking seriously at the transfer one to see if they can improve, and as I say, can they bring in players? Can they afford to bring in players? Probably the biggest thing for them, you know.
Yeah, and it all starts this Friday at home to UCD. This fixture earlier in the year actually produced a fairly impressive result for Harps. They were 2-1 winners at home, but since then the sides have kind of gone in opposite directions. How do you see this one going on Friday?
Yeah, again, that was probably maybe Harps' best result of the season, or one of them. You know, they would take great, because over the years, UCD seemed to have the upper hand in Harps most times they've played them. So they would take good confidence in that. But then they've obviously went to UCD since then and lost the game. So like, UCD are a good footballing team. If the surface is good and Finn Park, you know, you'd expect UCD to dominate the ball and dominate possession. Harps are a lot more direct and a lot more physical. So look, and they'll be hoping that being at Finn Park, you know, after suppose pulling a result out of the bag in the last home game with a very late draw, they'll be hoping to get a bit of impetus for that. But if you're looking at form, you're looking at where the teams are, like you would expect UCD to start favourites. But look, we all know at Finn Park, nobody likes coming there, and they'll make it as difficult as they can as well for UCD.
And just a word on UCD, Willie O'Connor, you'll know him, an Inis Sean man. He's done a great job with the students. At this stage in the season, they're sitting second, and you'd have to see them as genuine promotion candidates this year, would you?
Oh, they are. Aye. Look, they're heading the bunch behind Cork. They got close to Cork a few weeks ago, and then had a couple of poor results. No, like I was speaking to William, though, they coincide, I suppose, they're all students, and they coincide with exam time and players not available because of that. And also, look, there's reasons why, but when they get their full team out, and William has been playing a really good brand of football, they're nice on the eye, you know, maybe physically, maybe not as strong as some of the other teams, but look, they'll be expected, and I think William expects them to be right up there challenging this season, and they have been, you know.
Yeah, well, we'll have updates from tomorrow night's game with Jeremy Doherty from the quarter to eight throw-in. In other games, league leaders Cork City are away to Wexford. Kerry host Athlone Town, and Bottomside Treaty welcome Bray Wanderers to Limerick. So on to top flight matters, Gavin, Derry City return with another game at Celtic Park. This time the visitors are Bohemians. As simple as it might sound, but Derry really need to start winning games now, Gavin.
They're desperate, yeah. Suppose there's a lot of media tension and media talk, you know, like I'm calling for the manager's head, and it might be just as straightforward as that. But like Derry City never would have expected, with the budget and the players at their disposal, they'd be coming in 18 points behind Shamrock Rovers at this stage of the season. Looking closer to the bottom than they are to the top, which has surprised everybody. I know it's not ideal having to move ground and playing Celtic Park and stuff like that, but it's been running the whole season. Even when they were at the Brandywell at the start, they had poor performances, some poor results in it. It hasn't improved. So they have 4-1s from the first 20 games is majorly disappointing from the level of expectation that's on Derry City at the minute.
And you mentioned it there, they're 18 points off the top of the table, but They're only 3 points above that relegation playoff spot. Surely it would be just inconceivable to think that they could get dragged into a relegation scrap. But at the moment, they are kind of looking down rather than up.
They are. Look, there are only three. Sligo are in the playoff position. Sligo have a game in hand on Derry, and they're only 3 points behind them. Which again, it feels inconceivable. I don't think it'll happen, but you never know. Like, football's a funny game, and it's a business. And when you're not getting results in the run of form Derry are on, I'm not too sure when the last one was. It was 6-7 games ago.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to switch it on again. You know, hard to turn the corner, and they'll be feeling the pressure. And Bohemians, like, get run of form for the last five they've won. So by no stretch of imagination is anything you give them for Friday night for Derry. So a bad result there, like, they're really looking down the gun of a barrel of a gun as such. And you know, they're under pressure. Like,
yeah, I did ask you this question about Harps, but I'll ask you about Derry as well. What do you think their aims will be now for the second half of the season? Obviously, they'll be trying to leave the first half in their rearview mirror and kick on up the table, as the first half of the season, we touched on it, was a disaster, really. What will the realistic aim be at the Brandywell now for the second half?
Oh, they'll have to take it one game at a time, as you say in football, and start building results, start building a bit of momentum, start to climb that table. They've obviously got Europe as well coming up, which is going to stretch their squad in terms of one eye on that. But look, it's so important for Derry to be on and around the top of the table, get a cup run together. I know there's a lot of sort of rumours and talk of players moving on and players maybe going elsewhere. So again, there'll be a pressure to replace them players as the players available, what's going on. So look, just doesn't, from the outside looking in, it just doesn't look a happy camp at the minute. Like, but again, that comes with the results, a couple of results, and things look a lot better from everybody's perspective. So they'll be trying to push up the table. They'll be trying to get a run of games, a run of results, but that starts Friday with trying to get one on the board first.
That's it. In other Premier Division games, Shamrock Rovers are away to Shelburne and a Dublin derby. St Pat's host Drogheda. Dundalk go west to face Galway, and the bottom two sides meet at the RSC, Gavin. Waterford playing Sligo. That's a big game. A home win could, you know, give Waterford a bit of a lifeline and pull them within 5 points, but I suppose on the contrary, defeat would really cut them adrift of any chance of staying up, really.
Yeah, that's a huge game for Waterford. I'd say you're right. I'd say if they lose that game, they're probably staring down the barrel of First Division football next year. They'll be 11 points behind Sligo with only 11 points on the board, so it'd be a difficult one. So it's a massive game. But Waterford have improved over the last few weeks since Graham Coughlin come in. They definitely improved a bit. So look, nothing's a given again.
That's it. And before I leave you, Gavin, how are things going with the preparations for the upcoming National League? It all kicks off at the end of August. We learned who the opponents would be in the group stages, and I'm sure everyone at Cock Hill is ready to get going.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, everybody's very excited about it. There's a lot of work going on behind the scenes. Pitches getting redone. Committee and club are working very hard with partnerships and sponsorships and bringing people on board. On the playing front, we have three new players coming in at the minute. We're hoping for a fourth to add to the squad, to strengthen the squad. We've strength and conditioning coach coming in. We've a new goalkeeping coach coming in. So all that's all positive and really exciting. Obviously, the players are off at the minute. We're not back into the start of July, so they're hopefully enjoying their break and not having to listen to ourselves every week. So no, it's all good. As I say, it's the off season for us. We're enjoying it, not having to be a training and matches, but at the same time, we can't wait to get involved in this league, and the excitement's certainly building for it, you know.
Good stuff, Gavin. Thank you very much for joining us on The Score this evening, and we'll be touching base again soon, okay?
Brilliant. Thank you very much.